नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
जय राधा वृंदावन चंद्र, राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधे। जय गौरनिताय जय, गौरनिताय जय, गौरनिताय जय, गौरनिताय। जय जगन्नाथ जय, जगन्नाथ जय, बलदेव जय सुभद्रा। जय जय प्रभुपाद, 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। नितय गौर हरि बोल, हरि बोल, हरि बोल, नितय गौर हरि बोल। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत हेज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन श्री श्री गौरनिताय की जय। श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा मई की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत्। नष्ट प्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम Canto 4, Chapter 25, Text 37. Imam Tvam Adhitishthasva Purim Nava Mukhim विभो मया उपनीतान गृह्णानः काम भोगान शतम् समाह। इमां त्वं अधितिष्ठस्व पुरीं नवमुखीं विभो मयोपनीतान् गृह्णानः कामभोगान् शतं समाः इमां त्वम् अधितिष्ठस्व पुरीं नवमुखीं विभो मयोपनीतान् गृह्णानः कामभोगान् शतं समाः इमां त्वम् अधितिष्ठस्व पुरीं नवमुखीं विभो मयोपनीतान् गृह्णानः कामभोगान् शतं समाः Imam, this, Tvam, your good self, Adhitishthasva, just remain, Purim, in the city, Navamukhim, with nine gates, Vibho, O my Lord, Maya, by me, Upanitan, arranged, Grihnanah, taking Kama Bhogan, the materials for sense gratification, Shatam, a hundred, Samaha, years. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Lord, I have just arranged this city of nine gates for you so that you can have all kinds of sense gratification. You may live here for 100 years and everything for your sense gratification will be supplied. Purport. Dharmartha kama mokshanam mokshanam daraha samprapti hetavaha. The wife is the cause of all kinds of success in religion, economic development, sense gratification, and ultimately salvation. When one accepts a wife, it is to be understood that he is being helped in his progressive march toward liberation. In the beginning of life, a person is trained as a brahmachari and is then allowed to marry a suitable girl and become a householder. If one is thoroughly trained in household life, he finds all facilities for human life, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Everything is there if it is executed according to regulative principles. Kindly repeat the translation. My dear Lord,
I have just arranged
the city of nine gates
for you
so that you can
have all kinds of sense gratification. You may live here for 100 years and everything for your sense gratification will be supplied. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gura Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravane Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurundina Taranam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhobhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Svarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesh Tanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavatho Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Premapumartho Mahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhor Matamidam Tatradara Naparaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna. We are discussing these days the most intriguing and interesting metaphorical story of King Puranjan. King Puranjan, of course, represents the living entity, the spirit soul. And the city of nine gates, which is being mentioned here in this verse, represents the material body that we receive. And this body has nine gates, which means nine openings. Seven upper openings and two lower openings. The seven upper openings are the two eyes, the two nostrils, the two ears, and one mouth. And the two lower openings are the rectum and the genitals. In this way, there are 9 gates or 9 openings to this material body. And through the agency of this body, the living entity tries to obtain sense gratification, enjoyment, pleasure in this world. The living entity is, of course, not meant to be here in the material world, because the spirit soul is meant to be in a spiritual atmosphere, in the spiritual world. However, with a desire to enjoy independently from the Supreme Lord, the living entity is sent here into the material world. And once the living entity enters into the material world and obtains a material body, then it gets trapped in the cycle of karma, and then action and reaction, and then birth and death. As Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, Purushaha prakriti sthohi bhunkte prakritir jayan gunan karanam guna sangosya sadasad yoni janmasu. Purushaha indicates the enjoyer. There is only one enjoyer, and that is the Supreme Lord. The living entity is considered prakriti, which means that which is to be enjoyed by the Purusha, the real enjoyer. However, when the living entity, who is constitutionally prakriti, tries to become Purusha or enjoyer, then the living entity is sent here into the material world. So Purusha here indicates the false Purusha, the false enjoyer, who is the living entity. Purushaha prakriti sthohi. So then this false Purusha becomes situated in the prakriti, in the material nature. Bhunkte prakritir jair gunan. And he tries to enjoy the resources of material nature. And because of that, the living entity is obliged to take up one body after another in various species of life, sad asad yoni janmasu. Sometimes these species are the more evolved species, like the human beings, the demigods, the gandharvas and the siddhas and so on. And sometimes the living entity takes birth in the lower species of life, like the animals, the birds, the insects and so on. In this way, the living entity is caught in the cycle of birth and death, having to transmigrate through so many different species of life. Interestingly, as is mentioned here, that this material body has been presented to the Supreme Lord for the purpose of sense enjoyment. There are infinite varieties of sense enjoyment, and therefore there are infinite varieties of material bodies. And each body represents a particular type of sense gratification that can be available. For example, in the body of a bear, one can sleep for a long, long time. So one who wants to sleep and enjoy that pleasure above everything else can get the chance to get the body of a bear and then sleep without restriction. If one wants to enjoy unlimited sex life, then there are species of life where there is prolific capacity for sex life, like the monkeys and the hogs and so on. If one wants to eat indiscriminately anything, then one can get the body of a hog or some other creature like that. If one wants to exhibit or expose one's body again indiscriminately without having the decency to cover it up, then one can might as well get the body of a tree, where one can stand exposed to nature without any clothes. So in this way, these different species of life, they represent avenues for the fulfillment of a variety of material desires for sense enjoyment of the living entity in this world. One could compare it to a garment shop. When one enters into a shop to buy some clothes, there is a wide variety of clothes available for the customer to choose from. So according to the taste of the customer and his or her desire, one will buy certain types of clothes. However, desire is not the only thing that determines what the customer will actually buy. It also is dependent on how deep the pockets are, which means how much money one has. One may like a variety of clothes, but then one may not have the money to buy that. So one must deserve by virtue of having that much money to be able to acquire a particular set of clothes. So similarly, this material nature is like a garment shop which offers these 8.4 million varieties of species of clothes. And even within each species, there are unlimited varieties. Just like, let's say we want a particular kind of kurta. So there'll be so many types of kurtas available. Kurta is just one type of clothing. But in that category of kurta, there are so many varieties. Even a dhoti, for example, so many varieties of dhotis available, made of so many different materials, some with borders and some with designs and some white color, some of some other color. What to speak of the other varieties of clothing? So the 8.4 million species of life, they are only broad categories. Within each category, there is again unlimited variety. And in each of them, there is a particular specific combination of facility available just right for that living entity. So the living entity will purchase, so to speak, a particular body, not just according to what it desires, but also according to what it deserves. So what is that purchasing power that the living entity has to get a particular body? That is the karma. The karma performed in the previous life represents the purchasing power by which one obtains a certain kind of body in the next life. And of course, the karma is dependent on the kind of desires we have. So depending on what kind of desires we have had, we have performed a variety of actions and developed a certain kind of consciousness, which then determines the kind of body we will get in the next life. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajatyante kalevaram tam tam evaiti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavitaha. As Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, according to the state of consciousness one has developed throughout one's life and as is manifest at the time of death, when the living entity leaves the body, the next body or the next state of life will be decided. So this 8.4 million range that is available to us is mind-boggling in its variety. Srila Prabhupada spoke very much about this variety, and he spoke about the different categories, Jalaja, Navalakshani, Sthavara, Lakshavimshati, etc. There are different numbers or varieties of species available in each category. 900,000 aquatics and so on. Also, Srila Prabhupada used to quote this particular verse from the Brahma Vaivarta Purana. Ashitim chaturaschaiva laksham sthan jiva jatishu brahmadbhi purushah prapyam manushyam janma paryayat. Among all the different possibilities, there are actually ashitim means 80, chaturai means 4, and lakshams means lakhs or 100,000. So there are 8.4 million or 84 lakh species available to the living entity to obtain in this material world. Brahmadbhi indicates the living entity who is constantly wandering. The living entity is wandering in search of fulfillment of his or unlimited material desires. So sometimes he gets one body, sometimes another body. And in this way, there is this garment shop that offers 8.4 million broad categories to roam in.
Tadap abhalatam jataha tesham atmabhimaninam varahakanam anashritya govinda charanadvayam.
This phrase Prabhupada used to quote often, varakana manashritya govinda charanadvayam. For those who are very conceited, abhimananam, for those who have a lot of pride and arrogance in them, varakanam, who are foolish, for them, anashritya, if they do not take shelter, govinda charanadvaya, the two lotus feet of Lord Govinda, then tad api abhalatam jataha, then their human life is spoilt. They are foolish who, having obtained the human form of life, do not recognize its value and do not take shelter of the lotus feet of Govinda. Because amongst all these species of life, it is the human form of life that presents a super excellent opportunity for attaining the perfection of life and going to one's natural constitutional atmosphere in the spiritual world. So the human form is exquisite. It is just perfectly designed for self-realization. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the nine Yogendras, I beg your pardon, Krishna himself actually, tells Uddhava, Nrideham adhyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam guru karanadharam mayanukulena navasvateritam bhavabhimnataretsa atmaha puman bhavabdhim. So that person, Puman, who doesn't utilize the human form of life for crossing over the ocean of material existence, is committing spiritual suicide. Atmaha is the killer of his own soul. What is so special about this human body? Nri deham. Nri means human. Deha means body. So this human form of life is an excellently constructed boat. Plavam, sukalpam. Plavam indicates a boat. Sukalpam indicates a boat that is perfectly constructed. And this boat is easily available, sulabham. At the same time, it is very difficult to attain even by great endeavor and austerity. Because when a living entity is in the lower species of life, only by the natural progressions of the law of karma, of the laws of nature, will that living entity attain the human form of life. At the same time, it is also considered sulabham because, or easy, because the living entity doesn't have to do anything special to get the human form of life. That comes automatically as a gift offered by Mother Nature. So therefore, nrideham adhyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam. So this human body is a perfectly constructed boat that is simultaneously easily obtainable and not easily obtainable. And the captain of the ship, Karnadharam, is the guru. And the winds that favorably propel the boat in the desired direction are the scriptures or the words of the Supreme Lord. Maya, because it is Krishna who is speaking. Maya, he says, my words, anukulena, in nabhasvata iritam. Nabhasvata indicates the winds. Iritam means impel. So my words, Krishna says, or the scripture, are like the favorable winds that propel this boat towards the other side of the ocean of material existence. So this is the nature of the human body. Because it is so excellent in terms of its potential to deliver to us the ultimate perfection of life. At the same time, this material body is not a good deal at all. It is a very, very bad bargain. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we hear the quotation from, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also quotes this, from King Kulashekhar's compositions, Mukunda Mala Stotra. Idam shariram shatasandhi jarjaram patatyavashyam parinama peshalam kim oshadham prichasi mudha durmate niramaya krishna rasayanam piba. King Kulashekhar is describing the condition of this material body. He says, idam shariram, this material body, shatasandhi jarjaram, in old age it is full of joints that ache and pain, that become stiff. Sandhi refers to the joints, and those who are getting older in age realize well the existence of these joints. When one is young, one doesn't realize one has joints in the body. Then as one gets older, the joints start making their presence felt, and one starts getting a very, very deep insight into the human anatomy and realizes there are muscles in other parts of the body one never knew existed before, because they all start aching in different ways. And by the way, since we are on the subject of aching bodies, and this Vyasasana is too soft, one sinks into it and it hurts the back. So we should try to have a little stiff Vyasasana in all temples. Every temple should have a Vyasasana that is a little stiff. Otherwise it is a torture for the speaker. Everyone else is sitting comfortably, but the speaker has to struggle with his lower back and try to float in some way. So anyway, shatasandhi jarjaram. Jarjaram means it becomes stiff. Shata means hundreds. So we have hundreds of joints. Just notice, every little, even the finger, we have so many joints. And as one ages, then these joints start becoming stiff. So King Kulashekhar is describing the kind of bargain that we have got for ourselves. Idam shariram shatasandhi jarjaram patatyavashyam. Patati means fall down or destruction. Avashyam means is definite. So death is certain. Parinama peshalam. Peshalam refers to attractiveness or beauty. Parinam refers to the transformation, which means that the beauty of this material body is fleeting. Is there today, gone tomorrow. We all know the story that Srila Prabhupada said about that princess, beautiful princess who stored her bodily beauty in the jar, and then the prince came and was aghast to see what this bodily beauty was actually constituted of. So parinama peshalam. So having described this, now King Kulashekhara, in some kind of merciful anger, is chastising those people who in their old age simply ask for medicines and nothing else. Not that King Kulashekhar is against taking medicines, but he's saying that we should not think that these medicines are the only relief or the only way to get relief from distress in this material world. Because disease is inevitable, pain is certain, and death is 100% certain. So therefore, kim prichasi, kim oshadham prichasi mudha durmate, O one who is misguided, Durmati means one whose intelligence is spoilt, Moodha means one who is foolish. So rather strong language sometimes. Not that we can imitate and preach in that way to people we are talking to. One time, one devotee called a person who didn't accept a book during book distribution a rascal because he wasn't taking books, and he slapped her. Yeah, these are true stories, so we can't get away by imitating Prabhupada or King Kulashekhar, you know. So he says, why are you asking for medicine at this time? Kim Oshadham Prichasi, why are you asking for medicine? Oh foolish person, don't you know Nirayanam Ninamayam Krishna Rasayanam Piba? Rather you should drink Piba. Krishna Rasayanam, that spiritual beverage, that tonic which is called Krishna, Krishna Rasayana. And it is what Prabhupada calls a prophylactic, which means it is a preventive. It prevents disease from coming. So we take so many prophylactics, right? I'm sure some of you take some tonics or some Chyawanprash or this or that to just prevent, you know, some flu or cold or this or that. So we take so much of preventive medicine as well. But here is the ultimate cure and prevention. Krishna Rasayanam. The tonic of Krishna. Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's names, etc. So when one does that, then one is assured of not taking birth in the material world again. No material body that is the cause of all this suffering. Rather, one goes back to Krishna's abode and participates and enters into his eternal pastimes. So yes, once we get a material body, then we go through these different species, then we come to the human form of life. Having come to the human form of life, now one is supposed to go through the four ashrams, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. And in the purport, Prabhupada mentions how after brahmachari life, one may progress into grihastha life. And that is a kind of a secure fortress to protect the individual and ensure that all human beings, therefore, within this protected situation, move ahead on the spiritual path. Family life is sometimes compared to a deep, dark ocean, but that is for those who are not devotionally inclined. For one who is a devotee of Krishna, that very same grihastha ashram can also be a very safe situation in which one can make steady advancement towards spiritual perfection. The gopis, they have this very wonderful prayer in the 10th canto. Ahushtate nalina nava padaravindam yogaishvare hridi vichintya magada bodhaihi. They say, oh my dear Krishna, you know, we are just ordinary living entities, sansara koopa patitottara navalambam geham jushamapi manasyudhyat sadhana. They say, we are simple village folk. We are only ladies who are from a village. We are not sophisticated ladies from the big city. We are just villagers, ordinary people. And on top of that, we are householders, sansara koopa. Koopa means a well. So we are here in this well of family life. We have no qualifications as such. And we are not big yogis or gyanis. We haven't performed great austerities. But still, we have a desire. And that desire is that those lotus feet of yours, which I aspired for by even the great masters of mystics and yogis, let them appear or manifest within our hearts. So you please lift us out from this dark, deep, dark well of material existence and manifest the presence of your two lotus feet within our hearts. So this is the prayer of the gopis. They are grihasthas, they are living in household life, but they are considered the topmost devotees. Ramya kachidupasana vrajavadhu vargena ya kalpita. So there is no higher example of devotion to Krishna than the gopis of Vrindavan. And they are all householders. So if we are, whatever we are, brahmacharis, grihasthas, vanaprasthas, sannyasis, if we are in the same mood that the gopis express here, if each one of us considers that one is fallen and one deserves or one is hankering for the mercy of the Lord and the devotees, one considers oneself unqualified, then very quickly the mercy of Krishna's lotus feet will dawn within our hearts. So this prayer of the gopis is very significant for us. Ahushtate nalina nava padarabind. Nalina nava means one whose navel is like a lotus. Padarabinda, so your lotus feet, let them please manifest in our heart. Then whatever varna we may be, whatever ashram we may be, whatever gender we may be, whatever our economic and social status and so on, it doesn't matter. This is the beauty of the path of devotion, that anyone and everyone is eligible to participate and attain perfection. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And by the way, the first line here reminds me, in the purport, Prabhupada says, dharmartha kama mokshanam daraha samprapti hetavaha. The wife is the cause of all kinds of success in religion, economic development, sense gratification, and ultimately salvation. It is the case within household life. At the same time, as Bilva Mangal Thakur prays in the Krishna Karanamrita, bhaktistvayi sthiratara bhagavan yadi syat daivam nah phalati divya kishora murtihi muktihi svayam mukulitanjali sevate sman dharmartha kama gataya samaya pratikshaha. He says, my dear Lord, ever since I have been situated in fixed devotional service to you, bhaktistvayi sthiratara bhagavan yadi syat, since then, what has happened? Something remarkable has happened. Daivena na phalati divya kishora murtihi. I am able to visualize your beautiful form, youthful form, kishora murti. And at this time, muktihi swayam, liberation personified, is standing before me with folded arms, with folded hands. Muktihi svayam mukulitanjali sevate sman. And along with liberation or salvation or mukti, there is dharma, artha, kama, gataya samaya pratiksha. They are also waiting with folded hands. So for the fulfillment of the four objectives, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, and etc., they are all standing with folded hands in front of the devotee of the Lord. But the devotee has no time for them. When Mukti Devi comes, he says, sorry Mataji, I am very busy serving Krishna. So I have no time to worry about liberation. When Dharma comes along, which means mundane religiosity, he says, sorry Prabhu, I have no time, I am serving Krishna. So the devotee therefore is so busy serving Krishna that he or she doesn't have time to bother about these purusharthas, these four mundane objectives of life. The devotee is concerned with the panchama purushartha, the fifth objective, which is Krishna consciousness or bhakti. Thank you very much. Are there any comments or questions? Yes, Sri Kesha Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for nice class. When we hear the topic of Puranjana, actually it's a story of a living entity, as we know, all of us. So the when living entity, like he gets entrapped in this human body or material body, any kind of material body, that is the story. It flows like this. So the common question asked by the devotees or any other outsiders, that we hear from 15th chapter Bhagavad Gita, there are two types of living entity, that Kshara and Akshara, fallible and infallible. So the story of Puranjana, or when we say the living entity is entrapped in this world, so which type of living entities talk about? Is fallible or infallible? They ask so.
The infallible living entities never come here. In the material world, you only have the fallible living entities. Yes? The fallible living entities are here in the material world. The infallible living entities are in the spiritual world. Yes?
So the
but once we go back to the spiritual, once we go to the spiritual world, then also we come in the category of infallible spirit of living entities.
Hare Krishna. When we say that this fallible living entity, which is called Kshara,
yes.
So then there is no question of getting entrapped or entangled, because it's all means like Kshara, we are fallible, we are patita, and
yes.
You mentioned in the class that we should also feel also we are patita, we are fallible like that. So there is no question of getting entangled or entrapped, because fallible are already entangled.
Not necessarily. The fallible means that the living entity, being the marginal energy of the Lord, is prone to becoming victim to the illusory energy. But if that living entity, who is potentially fallible, uses its free will for surrendering to Krishna, then it can attain an infallible position in the spiritual world. So whether we want to be in one category or the other is a matter of how we use our free will. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. I think Anuttama Prabhu has a comment there. Please. The mic is coming up there.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, I have two questions.
Sure.
The first one is, I'm wondering if all the assembled Vaishnavas know that today is your birthday.
Hare Krishna.
And the second one is, I'm wondering if all the assembled Vaishnavas would join me in asking Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra to give you many blessings on your birthday by loudly chanting three times, Hare Krishna. Those are my only two questions. Thank you.
Devotees are expert at cheating. We actually don't believe in birthdays. That's bodily concept of life. Yes, it's just as a social formality. It can be done, and for the acharyas, yes, do. But okay, yeah. Any other question? Yes, we have one last question here.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you for a very wonderful class. My question is, from a very layman's perspective, that as you mentioned that there are so many varieties, almost infinite varieties of bodies, which are there for the fulfillment of a particular desire. So in that way, actually, it is a good thing, right? Because the person, what as Prabhuji said, that it's an infallible, as a fallible soul, and for whatever reason, they wanted to be separate from Krishna. And this world is in way fulfilling their desire, but not in a perfect way. So why do we say that it's like a punishment given to the soul? Because obviously it's from away from Krishna, but in one way, because that soul wanted to desire certain things which couldn't be fulfilled in that spiritual world. So this world has been designed for that purpose. So we oftentimes use the word as like it's like a punishment to the soul. But the soul, whatever it was feeling like to get a desire or get the satisfaction, is provided. So can you just throw more light on that?
You see, this the living entity also gets much more than what it asked for. You get certain pleasures of this world, but it comes as a package. And the package is a very heavy package because it's filled with all kinds of suffering. So it's called a package deal. So you know, like in Vrindavan, you have lots of monkeys, you know that. So there is a particular apartment complex that has been made not too far from the temple by some private person, and many devotees have purchased flats there. So one devotee was mentioning that it's very dangerous even to step out of their apartment, because the moment they step out, there are monkeys all over the place. Sometimes there may be huge groups of monkeys there. And you hesitate to pass through them because you never know what they will do. They're all over. So she complained to the person who had built the apartment complex. You know, so he said, you know, look, when you buy an apartment in Vrindavan, the monkeys come free. Get it? So it's a package deal you get. You got a house, but you've got the monkeys with it. So in the material world, yes, you get all these varieties of pleasures, but then you get also birth, death, old age, disease that goes with it, and all the other types of suffering. And if you study it objectively, impartially, then you realize it's not a good deal. The suffering is much, much more than the few drops of pleasure that we may get. So it's not a good deal. It's better to be in the spiritual world with Krishna. Okay, so thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari.